This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government spokesperson says Nepal and China have no border disputes. Government decides to move ahead with the task of reconstruction after declaring Sindhubalchung and Baglung as crisis zone. Additional 1,893 people recover from coronavirus infection. Health Ministry confirmed 1,172 new coronavirus cases yesterday. Trivan University prepares to conduct postponed examinations after Chhat Festival. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts rainfall throughout Nepal until Saturday. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned against new Cold War due to escalating tensions between US and China. Now the news in detail. Incessant rainfall since the last 2 days has thrown the life out of gear in many parts of the country, including capital Kathmandu. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast rainfall throughout Nepal until Saturday due to the influence of the Western Low Pressure System. Meteorology Department has said the low pressure system was in the northern area of Chhattisgarh in India, and it was in the process of moving northwestward from there. Monsoon generally ends after September 23rd in Nepal. Meteorologists predict that this year the monsoon will exit 1 week later than the normal time. It is said that the monsoonal activities such as incessant rainfall would still intensify for 3 or 4 days, since it is likely that the Western low pressure system will remain in Nepal for some more days. 1,893 people in Nepal returned home after recovering from the coronavirus infection yesterday. Addressing the regular press briefing at the Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said a total of 49,954 people in Nepal had recovered from the virus infection, taking the recovery rate to 73.7%. As per the Ministry's update, there are 17,414 active cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal. Among them, 220 infected people are undergoing treatment in the intensive care unit, and 43 other people are receiving treatment via ventilators. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry yesterday confirmed additional 1,172 corona infection cases across Nepal. This has taken the total case of coronavirus in Nepal to 67,804. As per the Health Ministry's update, 637 cases of coronavirus infection were confirmed in the Kathmandu Valley, including 492 cases in Kathmandu District, 95 cases in Bhaktapur District, and 50 cases in Lalitpur District. Spokesperson Professor Dr. Gautam also confirmed 7 additional corona-related deaths in Nepal yesterday. He said 2 people each from Kathmandu and Bardia and 1 person each from Lalitpur, Siraha and Chapa died of coronavirus in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 436. Also speaking on the occasion, Member Secretary of the Nepal Health Research Council, Dr. Pradeep Gyanwali, said various symptoms could be seen in the people who had recovered from the coronavirus infection. Dr. Gyanwali said people who had recovered from the coronavirus infection may develop symptoms like common cold, respiratory complications and tiredness. Meanwhile, Dr. Gyanwali also said 99% of the corona-infected people were found to have a travel history. Citing the council's research report, Dr. Gyanwali further said 69.1% of the corona-infected people had a domestic travel history, while 29.9% people had an international travel history. Government of Nepal has said that there are no border disputes between Nepal and China. Unveiling the decision of the Council of Ministers yesterday, spokesperson of the government, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali, said if any such matter surfaced, the two countries would cordially resolve it through dialogue. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to give the vice chair of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Bamdev Gautam, any constitutional duties until further notice. A single bench of Judge Ananda Mohan Bhatra issued the order yesterday. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Bharbat Gurung has said that the government is committed to resolve problems of the people with disabilities. Minister Gurung urged the state and local governments as well as all the concerned bodies to pay attention to immediately resolve the problems faced by people with disabilities. In a virtual meeting organized by the Federation of Women with Disabilities on the occasion of the 41st Social Service Day yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that the government had been carrying out activities by collaborating with the National Federation of Disabled People and the state and local governments to fulfill the aspiration of the disabled people. Trivan University has made preparations to conduct all examinations after the Chhat festival. The examinations were postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A meeting held among TU Executive Council, Examination Reform Coordination Council and Central Examination Operation Committee yesterday decided to ask the concerned offices to start preparation in order to conduct all postponed examinations after Chhat festival. TU Examination Controller Pushparaj Joshi said the Trivan University had directed the bodies concerned to start preparation in order to conduct the examinations along with an alternative of attending the examination from students' convenient place after the Chhat festival. Similarly, the university has also sent a circular to the concerned dean's offices to make public the routine of all postponed examinations before the Dasai festival. An agreement to broadcast a radio program series has been signed between Radio Nepal and the Department of Land Management and Archive with the aim of creating awareness about land management. The agreement was signed to broadcast the programs between Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, and Director General of Department of Land Management and Archive, Shesh Narayan Paudel, yesterday. Following the agreement, Radio Nepal will broadcast a program named Land Administration Technology and Good Governance at 7:40 p.m. on 2nd and 4th Saturdays of every month. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanashyam Bhusal has said the government is going to introduce new arrangement to resolve problems that has surfaced in the agro sector. At a news conference organized at Birtamod of Chapa yesterday, Minister Bhusal claimed that the new arrangement to be introduced by the government would resolve all problems faced by the farmers. The minister added that the government would determine the support prices of every production produced by farmers and would continue to ensure that. World record holder mountaineer Angrita Sherpa was cremated with state honours yesterday. Nicknamed the Snow Leopard, Sherpa's last rites were performed as per the Buddhist rituals at Teku Ghat. He had passed away at his residence at Jorpati on Monday at the age of 72 years. A meeting of the Council of Ministers on Monday decided to conduct the late Sherpa's final rites with state honours. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai paid tributes to late Sherpa by draping his mortal remains kept at Sherpa Monastery, Bauda, with the national flag. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Concern over escalating tensions between the United States and China has taken center stage at the United Nations General Assembly. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned against a new Cold War, and the presidents of Indonesia, the Philippines and France expressed worry over the threats posed to the world peace and stability by superpower rivalry. Opening a virtual general theme of world leaders yesterday, Guterres said the world was moving in a very dangerous direction. Saying everyone must do everything to avoid a new Cold War, UN Secretary Guterres clarified that the world cannot afford a future where the two largest economies split the globe in a great fracture. He added that a technological and economic divide risks inevitably turning into a geostrategic and military divide. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy and to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at many places of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely to continue at a few places of the country. There are also chances of downpour at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, province number 5 and Karnali province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Government spokesperson says Nepal and China have no border disputes. Government decides to move ahead with the task of reconstruction after declaring Sindhupalchok and Baglung as crisis zone. Additional 1,893 people recover from coronavirus infection. Health Ministry confirmed 1,172 new coronavirus cases yesterday. Trivan University prepares to conduct postponed examinations after Chhat festival. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast rainfall throughout Nepal until Saturday. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns against new Cold War due to escalating tensions between China and the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.